Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for
Would You Rather Wednesday.
I got great Would You Rathers.
Would you rather have a pet bird that swears or a pet monkey that smokes? Would you rather get punched in the face or tossed in a pond? Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
On Jones and Keith.
The choice is yours. You can go with this or you can go with that.
So many good questions. Come on. On a Would You Rather Wednesday here on Jones and Keith. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. At Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Would you rather, the text line is already saying, if you guys have to do,
yeah,
Would You Rather Wednesday.
We have to. It's Wednesday.
Just keep it sports related.
We'll see.
Let's find out.
We'll
if
see.
If we're going to listen to that individual texter there.
It's possible.
We're about to find out. It's a great way of putting it.
I agree.
And you're right. We do have, it is a Wednesday.
So
it is a Would You Rather Wednesday. Yeah. We really, our hands are tied.
Yeah.
What's our first one today, Bill?
Would you rather play for Belichick at UNC or Bill O'Brien at BC?
All right, so I'm a recruit.
You're a senior. You're a four-star recruit.
Oh, this is great.
You're a four-star.
Well, we know I'm fast. So
you've
that
got
makes sense.
You cheetah.
Obviously
saw the speed,
and
they said, we got to get this guy.
Yeah.
So North Carolina and BC are knocking at your door, and they're like, you come play with us. We'll figure out the NIL later. This is going to be a good package, but you get to play for Bill Belichick or for Bill O'Brien. Who are you picking? Now, I think you have to also consider the school. Now, they're in the same conference. So would you rather play at BC or North Carolina? That might sway your vote. Preseason, I would have said Belichick. Like, before the season started. Before
as much crap as we give him, me too.
I would have said Belichick probably even before the CBS morning interview. I would have been like, yeah, Belichick. I mean, he can get you ready for the NFL. He is maybe the greatest coach of all time. But the way things have gone, and he it's become such a sideshow, and the team's not even very good, I think I'd rather probably take my chances with Bill O'Brien.
Are we going to sound too homery? I know he goes on with Greg, and it's
Boston.
Oh, I'm not even
factoring that.
So, like, are we going to sound too homery? But my answer would also be Bill O'Brien. However, let me play devil's advocate.
Go ahead.
Bill's a mess.
Which Bill?
Belichick.
Okay, they're both Bills.
A giant mess going on there at UNC, but
more primetime games, maybe?
Well, now, I'm an athlete, and where would I rather be?
Yeah.
Earmuffs out there, Curtis and Courtney. Would I rather be at BC?
Which is an electric atmosphere.
Or would I rather be at the University of North Carolina?
Well, one's a basketball school. The other's a hockey school. So, I mean, either way, you're not like the main, you're not the main attraction.
That's not the big reason to go there, but as like a tiebreaker, if it's close, do I lean that way? Because I'd imagine campus life, again, earmuffs, Curtis and Courtney.
Yeah.
I'd imagine campus life is a little more interesting and exciting at UNC.
So, yeah, UNC is probably a better college atmosphere.
Is what I'm saying.
Also, there is the, if you show up, assuming you are committed to the program and you're not going to transfer willy-nilly, in year two, who's more likely to still be the head coach?
Well, that's why, yeah.
Probably Bill O'Brien.
So, but is that a reason to go to UNC? Where you're like, well,
yeah,
I might,
who knows what the next
I might fall ass backwards into a better coach at UNC.
Who, Steve Belichick? Will they just promote Steve?
Freddie Kitchens.
All right, so
Freddie Kitchens?
So our answer, we're both answering Bill O'Brien.
I know, which has changed. I wouldn't have done that. When you said like a year ago, or the second Bill took the North Carolina job, I would have been like, oh, as a high school senior, given the opportunity, that would have been cool.
Again, I also picture myself on offense, Keith. And so
because of the track speed?
Correct.
You could have been a corner, like a lightning quick
corner.
I could be.
I'm just telling you what, I picture. I picture myself on offense.
He's like Dennis trying out for the Eagles, and he gets hit in the side of the head with the ball.
He's like Mark Wahlberg and Invincible.
Yeah, Invincible.
It's true.
You know,
you never played football, but if you did, what position do you think you would play?
Oh, great question. Punter?
Punter.
Yeah, I think I could punt.
Like a Water Bryce boy. Beringer.
Yeah.
Like
no,
an old Bryce Beringer.
I could punt at 21 yards.
Maybe.
But that starts with the bounce.
21 yards is misleading because from where you punt
with
it.
With the bounce.
No, but I'm saying like you're 10
you're
yards
saying.
Behind the line of scrimmage. It's really like a 31-yard punt.
I understand the concept. Yeah, punter. But I picture
would you go single bar face mask?
Yeah, definitely.
Hell yeah.
Eye black.
Yes. Oh, a ton of JJ McCarthy, like
visor with over my one bar doesn't even connect.
That's never happened. Oh, just kind of hangs there.
A gap.
That's a good look.
The number in the 40s.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Definitely
99. No, I go
99.
But if I were gonna play,
that's really cool.
I like to picture myself on offense. I'd like to play with Lonergan. Lonergan looks like they might have something.
Yeah, Lonergan's not bad.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Was he ACC Player of the Week?
Do you know what? I don't know.
You didn't keep up with that.
Can we check?
Check the archives.
Yeah. Can we check that, please?
Bill had it trending, I think. I think he had the ACC player there.
I think he did. Yeah. So we're both answering Bill O'Brien over Bill Belichick.
And an upset.
That is an upset.
A bit of an upset.
And it is.
Yeah. He was ACC Player of the Week.
Thank you, Nick. Wow.
Hell yeah.
Good pull.
Yep. See, I fall. I read stuff.
Didn't they lose?
Huh?
Yeah. They did. Okay.
They were at Michigan State. Come on.
Oh, it's a hornet's nest. You go to Spartan country? Good luck. Bateen Cleaves.
Hockey school. Mopey. And a basketball school. And they lost, but he's ACC player.
Didn't Castellanos throw for like 500 yards?
Tommy touchdowns. Yeah, we were big on Tommy.
They had that fire and ice backcourt in the mid-90s. Eric Snow and Sean Respert. Remember them?
Now we're talking about two different things.
Oh, those are basketball.
I do remember that. Yeah. What else do we have, Billy?
Magic Johnson went there?
Go ahead. Sorry, Bill.
No worries. Would you rather have Mike McDaniel or Josh McDaniels as your offensive coordinator?
So we kind of skirted past this yesterday, and we never got a real answer out of you.
No, I answered Josh.
Oh, I answered Mike.
Yeah,
Mike the Bike McDaniel.
I don't like Josh McDaniels as an OC, but Mike McDaniel might just be done getting jobs after. It is an absolute mess already
okay.
in Miami.
Okay, agreed. As a head coach, they're both failed head coaches or about to be failed head coaches. Mm-hmm. Josh McDaniels twice over failed head coach. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean you can't coach offense.
Right.
This is my Cliff Kingsbury take. I don't want Cliff Kingsbury as my head coach. Uh-huh. I think they've tried that college and pro, but not really his thing.
But Mike McDaniel wasn't a play caller in San Fran.
But he was in Miami in the one healthy year that they had of Tua. They had the second best offense.
Uh-huh.
Second best, you're going to offense?
I'm laughing.
Nick, did you hear that?
I agree with him.
No, but I'm snickering at
him.
I'm snickering at the one. It's like, well, the one healthy year.
Yeah. Well, he had a bunch of scrubs. What do you want him to do?
Hey, what's he supposed to do with Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle? I agree. What's he supposed to do with
those guys? Those guys were also in and out of the lineup.
Yeah.
Waddle's questionable every week with a hammy.
Tyreek Hill he's questionable as a human being.
Another year, he had the 11th best offense. And I don't even think Tua's good is also my point.
Yeah, we had
best offense with Tua.
We had those guys on the bad QB tier.
Yes, we did.
Yep, we sure did.
And Mike McDaniel made the playoffs twice.
Okay, so you're riding with Mike McDaniel.
You're riding with Josh McDaniel?
Yeah, trust me, I don't
just
love
so
it.
Just so we're clear,
trust
it's
me,
not Mike McDaniel
it.
Or the field. Like, it's Mike McDaniel or Josh McDaniel.
If nothing else, it's McDaniel's plural. I'm getting a couple of McDaniels there. You're just getting
the one
singular.
You're getting McDaniel's brother who's like in college somewhere?
You're getting the one singular.
Right.
I'd ride with Josh. Trust me, I don't feel good about that, but I'd ride with Josh over this bozo.
I know it's not a tier, so we don't normally do this, but if Lanny or Nick want to break the tie, Mike McDaniel or Josh McDaniel.
What do you mean? Nick already broke it.
All right, Billy can break it.
Billy's got to read the next Would You Rather.
No, he doesn't.
Nick already broke it.
Would you rather have Mike McDaniel and his glasses on the sideline? You hear what Rex Ryan said about
ripping
him?
Ripping vapes and during playoff games.
Yeah, he's ripping vapes. Whatever, Nick. He's ripping vapes. It helps him dial up some plays.
It's a cool guy thing to do.
He does a vape hit. He's like,
well, I think they were down by like 40.
All verticals. You needed a vape hit to call all verticals?
Before Billy breaks the tie, what did Rex say? I didn't hear this.
Oh, Rex Ryan went on some rant on ESPN where he referred to Mike McDaniel as nerd boy. I'm like, okay, so what?
That I should put in the door.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I got this nerd boy nobody believes in. It's like, Rex, do you remember how your coaching career went?
Sick burn.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you could come up with a few insults for Rex Ryan, but Mike McDaniel probably above that. But I'd rather have him coaching up my offense.
Billy?
Mike McDaniel.
Thank you.
Josh McDaniels is a snooze. As a fan, he's a snooze for life.
You know what?
Mike McDaniel is a wild card. We could get him on our show. He'd be fun.
He'd be going on afternoons.
He projects unstable.
Yeah.
That's
true.
You don't know what's going on with him.
No.
Remember that thing that when ESPN...
I think we know. I just think he's...
What's he up to?
He's lost everything.
Remember his thing on ESPN? They did like a whole feature on Mike McDaniel. And he's like driving to work at like 3 a.m. It's like, I think practice starts at like 9, but like you don't need to be up at 3 a.m.
Well, Vrabel's doing Greg's show at 6:30 in the morning. They don't even practice till like 2 o'clock.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. There is something to be said about the early bird getting the worm and all that, but there's also something to be said about sleep.
That's what happened with the Red Sox at Oakland last night.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly what that was.
Oh, you see their graphic? What did they say? Like late start, early start? Start.
Nailed it.
No, it was something better than that.
I did see a lot of
Nick's like, no,
I saw a whole flood of nickname suggestions for Connolly early.
Some of them are disgusting.
I'm not sure how many we should say on the air.
Those are all the ones I thought of.
I'm gonna
Yeah,
that's all it was.
I did see quite a few of those.
That's all. Oh, here we go. Oh, this is better. This is way snappier.
Yeah,
dump
yeah.
the last 5 minutes in. Late game, early start.
How about that?
Capital E on early, obviously.
How about that?
Proper noun.
Because that'd confuse you without the capital E.
It wasn't late game, early game. It was late game, early start.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What else do we have here, Billy?
All right, let's get back on track.
Would you rather find someone living in your crawl space or find a snake in your basement?
I want to hear Keith's answer
let's get
first.
Back on track.
Yeah, we can get back
it's
down
not
to
sports.
Get back down to brass tacks.
Oh, obviously, I'd rather find a person in my crawl space
that's
than a snake
that's
in the basement.
Such a wild.
I'd have to burn the house down if there's a snake in the basement.
That's such a foolish answer.
It'd be terrifying without a snake in the basement because then you're like, what are the chances there's only one? Now I got problems
Keith
with the foundation.
Keith is knocking on the on yeah. the. In the crawl space, asking the guy for TV Rex.
Yeah, like, what are you watching?
What are you like?
Can you watch the kid while I'm gone?
Can you get off of Netflix? I want to watch something.
You know what, though? That's not
built-in babysitter.
Not a bad point.
Can you let the dog out?
Yeah.
You guys are, yeah. You're here.
Katie and I want to go to dinner. Man in the crawl space. If you could just keep it. If you hear anything from the kids.
Yeah. They should be asleep, but they probably won't be. So just put them back to bed.
You know what? Now that you say this, good point.
Built-in babysitter or a freaking snake in the basement? Yeah, this one's not even close. Snake in the basement's terrifying.
Does the kind of snake matter? I understand.
Does the
that
kind
sounds.
Of guy the crawl space matter?
Yeah, it does. It does.
It's like a meth head. Yeah. You're like, yeah, I don't want that guy in there.
Mike McDaniels in the crawl space.
What should I call? I'm playing my college football video game. What should I call on this one, Mike? Mike, you want to call my offense?
That'd be a blast.
What if it's like a garter snake?
Yeah.
Those things are harmless.
I think there's a guy you in the crawl space.
I'd have questions.
Yeah.
How'd you get in? How long have you been here?
Right.
Do you watch me?
I'm on crack.
Are there any snakes in there?
Are there snakes in there?
Yeah, no, that one's easy.
All right. I also think that one's easy. What's the last one, Bill?
Would you rather have a corn dog or a candy apple?
Candy apple's a nightmare.
Sometimes I don't know where these questions come from. What is the purpose of this question?
Oh, I think it's like fair season. There's like fairs coming up.
Yeah, there's different fairs.
These are fair foods, right, Bill?
Yeah, I'm not going to argue it.
Yeah.
I don't question the questions.
I think a candy apple. Well, I'm not questioning.
That's a good way
I'm just
to go.
Curious where it came from.
You're supposed to answer the questions, not question the questions.
Candy apple is like a Halloween thing, I feel like.
It's that's also fair, just fall festivals. Yeah, if you go to a fall festival, they'll have a big cart and they'll have like a fried dough, which is what everybody would pick. Hmm. And then they have like corn dogs, which you're like, this is all the ingredients there is just a nightmare.
Well, it's not good for you, but I'd pick corn dog 100 times out of 100.
Yeah, candy apple is a mess.
Yeah.
You can't even like bite into it. I'd rather have a caramel apple. Those aren't bad.
What's the difference?
Well, candy apple's like just like a sugar dip, and it's just like it's way messier.
Both of them will murder your teeth.
Yeah,
correct.
Exactly.
That's true.
I mean, I guess
caramel apple though, I like the combination better. The corn dog, I guess I would go with. But after you finish the corn dog, you're like, why did I have this?
Oh, you hate yourself.
Yeah, it's bad.
But that's really not that different of a day for me. It's very much par for the course.
It's just for different reasons.
Yeah, yeah. It gives me
a
something
different
else.
Shade of self-loathing.
Something else to lash out about at myself.
Now
over.
I'm mad about this.
Yeah.
Corn
dog, easy. I'd have a couple corn dogs.
Couple, two, three corn dogs?
Sure.
Five or six. Yeah, I'd choose corn dog on this one.
The problem with the corn dog, you don't really put a topping on it, do you? You like dunk it and mustard or something?
No, it slides down.
Maybe you dunk. You don't put it on there. Maybe you dunk.
Also, how do you eat the last bite or two of the corn dog? Kind of a mess.
You got to attack it from the side.
Oh, okay. Because otherwise you're going to stab yourself in the the tonsils.
It's kind of slurp it right off the end, I think is kind of what you do.
With your hands.
I think you use your hand at that point.
At that point, it just turns back into a regular
hot
dog.
You need to use your hands. Yeah.
I mean, it's all mouth, but then you switch to the hand at the end.
It's mostly mouth. It's some hand stuff. Yeah, I think it's mostly
they're
what
both
that
stick
is.
Foods, though. The corn dog
well,
and the
a fair. Like, I mean, if you go to a fair, if it's not on a stick, don't get it.
Yeah, forget about it.
I'm just kicking ourselves for not asking Taylor Kyles about this when he was on earlier.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.